T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Let's get to Senator Jim Talley. Senator Talent joining us this morning. And Jim, I heard you on the Glover show the other night with some pretty interesting comments about Ilhan Omar getting reelected. And I'm anxious to hear what you think about Kamala Harris.
Oh, I think she's going to be a serviceable candidate, which is what he was looking for. In other words, I think she's going to go out and be disciplined in the messaging. I don't think it turns that much on who Biden picks. I think the election's going to turn on what we're talking about. And I think if Trump, to me, it turns on whether the president can be disciplined and talk about what he actually accomplished.
Yes.
I mean, he promised to do things differently than the way the establishment had been doing it. And he promised America would benefit. And he did do things differently. And America did benefit. And I think if he'll talk about that, I know we don't have a lot of time this morning, but I mean, just look at economic, look at what was happening with the economy. I mean, we were literally at full employment. We had over 2 years in which there was more job openings than there were people unemployed.
Yes.
Consumer confidence was sky high. Wages were going up. Economic growth in Trump's first year was double what it was in Obama's last year. And he accomplished that by single-mindedly cutting regulations, and he got a good tax cut through the Congress. And in foreign policy, which is my area, we were strengthened in every corner of the world. I mean, he switched policy so that the competition with China was our priority, which was at least a decade overdue. I was writing about it in 2013, and I was late to the game. And, you know, he didn't start a war. He's the first president since Reagan who did all this without a war.
Yes.
Remember, he kept us out of war in Syria. Remember, everybody wanted to go to war when the Turks were supposedly going to massacre the Kurds. You remember that?
I do.
And everybody but Trump. And we didn't go to war.
See, that's the kind of ad he needs to run, Jim. You're absolutely
yes.
Right. People, he needs to point that out over and over and over again. Because yesterday I saw Kamala Harris, I heard somebody refer to her as a chameleon, look straight into the camera and try to argue that Donald Trump took the great economy that Biden and Obama built and completely destroyed it in a matter of 3 years.
Yeah, one of Obama's chairman of Council of Economic Advisors said when Trump announced his policies right at the beginning of his administration, he said, well, we're never going to get to 3% growth, which is what the president was promising. He said, we're going to have 2% growth or less for a decade. Well, we got to 3% growth in the first year. We got to it right away. I mean, it's just the facts just and people will remember that if the president and his team will talk about it.
Yes.
And Trump did all this when he was under unprecedented fire for 2 years from the press and from the Democrats in the Congress for something that everybody now has to admit not only he didn't do, but never happened with the business with the collusion with the Russians. I mean, look, Trump is an abrasive guy. He says obnoxious things. Okay, I don't like that. Is his opponent any better? You think I could put together a clip? We're going to see it. The clips of what a Joe called the guy, the African-American, a junkie. So that's not offensive because he's saying, well, you know, why should African-Americans support you? Well, you're just a junkie to ask me that. So this is the way politics is today. To me, My family was better off. My community was better off. And America was stronger in every region of the world. That's what I care about. I'm not, you know, I'm not inviting Donald Trump to marry my sister. She's got a husband anyway. You know, I want to know who'll be the better president for me and my family and my community. And I think it's Trump. With the Democrats, we're going to get everything they've always done on steroids, the taxing, the spend. We're going to get Solyndra. That the Green New Deal is Solyndra times 10. Remember Solyndra?
I do remember Solyndra.
We're going to shell out a lot of money to, and they're going to raise taxes. And we're going to get now, in addition, I fear, continued lawlessness because they've been attacking the police. Let's just face it, they're attacking the police. When you attack the police as an institution, as opposed to, you know, abuses in the criminal justice system, you get greater lawlessness. And, you know, we're going to have that. So to me, the choice is pretty clear. And I think if the president will talk about it, he'll probably win.
Well, yeah, I hope that they can refocus on that. You after spending all that time in the Senate, does her record in the Senate really matter at this point? Like what she sponsored or co-sponsored or how liberal she voted? Because the goal now is to try to paint her as some sort of a moderate. Her Senate record does not reflect that at all.
Right. It matters in the sense that all these things will validate the central theme if the president and his team will run on the theme I just talked about. So the theme ought to be, look, I said I would change the way the establishment did things and people would benefit. I did and they did. And here's what the Democrats will do. And her record will help to validate the claims about what the Biden-Harris team would do. I would talk about the fact that they're going to take another run at putting everybody in the country in a government health care plan. So, you know what the American people want with health care? If they've got good health care, they want you to leave it alone, and then they want you to go out and help people who are uninsured.
Yes.
And so every time, and so the Democrats get what they want to do is take away your health care and put everybody in a government plan. And you go, well, why don't you just help the people who need it? But that's not what they're going to try and do. I mean, Medicare for All is just another name for the same old, same old. So, I think people talk about the issues that are meaningful, that actually affect people. I think Trump will do pretty well. But because he's such a fighter, see. So he's going to go in on the issue of the day and hammer on that. And I would just hammer on what he accomplished. Now, this was all pre-pandemic in terms of, I get that. I mean, the economy would have taken a huge hit no matter who was president. The American people are fair. They understand that. Question is what comes after.
Yeah, it's a great question. I hope they pay attention. I just to let people know, reposted the latest video the president's campaign team put out against Joe Biden on race, on comments Joe Biden in his own words made about the issue of race over the years, and kind of juxtapose that with how Kamala Harris now steps into this campaign after criticizing him for the same thing in the primary and takes up the mantle of vice president. It's an effective ad. I hope people are paying attention to it.
Yeah, I mean, Biden said a lot of insensitive things on the issue of race. Joe Biden's not a racist, okay? But he said a lot of insensitive things. I mean, if that's how we're going to judge it, then, Biden's record is not sterling in that respect. I think most voters, including, African-American voters, are going to be more interested, if we'll talk about it, in what actually has affected them. I mean, wages were going up better. I mean, I'm not a domestic policy expert. You go back and check for African-Americans, they were rising. And I mean, it was far better than it ever was under Obama.
Oh, sure.
That's why I remember where consumer confidence was 6 months ago. I mean, people were confident in spending money because the economy was going good. So that's the kind of management we're going to need, especially once the pandemic is over, because we're borrowing $1 trillion a month. We got to have economic growth, or you're going to see cuts to schools around the country. There's no way in the world we can support expansion of the safety net for health care if we don't have a strong economy.
Yep, it's a great point. Jim, I always appreciate your insight. My friend, thank you.
Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. We'll talk next week. Appreciate that. Senator Jim Talent there joining us this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.